The Windy City White Sox podcast. They went all in. White Sox, White Sox. Go, go, White Sox. Craig Kimbrell to the South Side. And, yeah, making a deal with the Cubs, who were in oversell mode. Nick Madrigal, you will be missed, but I think it's a very fair risk by Rick Hahn. Courtney, Mo, and the King, along with the Prince, all on the podcast coming up here as we added the Prince today. The Prince is a young superstar. Prince, we appreciate you. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when the White Sox come into Wrigley Field on August 6th, 7th, and 8th, and the Cubs are setting out a lineup of freshman B baseball players, and Craig Kimbrell's coming in if he has to pitch when the White Sox are up 48-0? Every ticket that Cub fans are owned are probably going on StubHub right now. It'll probably be 25% blue and the rest black and white as the White Sox come in to absolutely annihilate the Cubs. And then you also have Field of Dreams. There's Anthony Rizzo. Let's strike him out. Hey, Ryan Tepera, you want to go strike out your former teammate? Hey, Craig Kimbrell, you want to do the same? There is a king in town, and then there is a rebuilding, weird, overcharging North Side situation. The White Sox are winning. The Cubs are losing. And I know it's not all about the White Sox and the Cubs, but it is interesting just to think about where the two franchises are at. It always did add up, by the way, that, oh, the Cubs are trying to sell off. The White Sox are trying to win it all. It's the same exact thing that happened when the Jose Quintana trade happened. It's the same exact thing that happened when Matt Karchner and John Garland got traded for each other in 98. Sox were selling. Cubs were buying. Sosa and Bell, a little bit different, but not really. White Sox were going to try to win a division, and they did with George Bell, and the Cubs were looking for young talent. So sometimes it lines up where one team is on the outs like the Cubs and the White Sox are on the way up, and you get to see these players being in the same town, so you end up talking about them, and I got yelled at a lot, which we'll start the podcast right there. But it always made sense that Quintana would come to the Cubs back then. Me and Connor McKnight were doing a radio show, and we talked about it all the time. Jose Quintana fits on the North Side, and then it happened, and the White Sox made an incredible trade. This, for the Cubs, it's more to me like a high floor but low ceiling. Nick Madrigal is not going to turn into a 10-time All-Star. I just don't think so, but we'll discuss it on the pod. But first, the Windy City Podcast is brought to you by our friends from Manscaped, who have you cleared for takeoff with the fourth generation, the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. That's right. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. This thing is incredible. You will never be better groomed down low for all the action. We've got Lollapalooza going on this weekend. It's summertime. You want to be fresh. You get 20% off. You get free shipping. You put that promo code in, FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. Don't forget the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Oh, it feels so good when it goes on there. You got the Crop Reviver, which brings back your goods in ways that you would never even imagine. And you get the two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers. They're sweet, warm yesterday, folded them this morning. Good job by me on the laundry. And you get the Shed Travel Bag. Lawnmower 4.0, fourth generation trimmer. You'll love it. Manscaped.com. Put in that promo code, FANSIDED20. The Windy City White Sox podcast starts right now.
Showtime.
Prince, what's going on?
What's going on?
You should see the analysis he did about the pitchers that were about to face in the playoffs, the teams.
All right, we're not
gonna... King, is this your son? Is this your son?
It's not my son. It's my analyst. It's the Prince. It's the guy. How old are you?
15.
He's 15 and he knows baseball better than, well, definitely me, and probably better than you two by a long shot.
All right, just
and definitely definitely better than Mark. He knows everything. He's been following the trade deadlines. He's visiting me, but he's the brain behind the brain. You know.
All right, this is not the time to be bringing in the Prince. As much as we love the Prince, so Prince, this Prince, we're throwing you right in the fire because I'm about to yell at the King And
Go ahead, yell at us.
Well, please yell at me. Yell at me because I'm in the mood to yell too, Mark. All right. So please, let's yell.
Let's everybody yell because I have been saying on this podcast for multiple weeks, I've been proposing Cubs and Sox trades, and all of you 5-year-olds have been screaming back at me. And the reality was we've lined up at a period of time where the Cubs are dumping and the White Sox are trying to win the World Series. And I was, hey, would you trade Michael Kopech for Craig Kimbrell, Javi Baez, and Chris Bryant? You all screamed at me, no.
The answer is still no.
The answer is still no. We got the best. We got the best of the three, Mark. Why do you keep bringing the absurdity back up?
What absurdity? You guys didn't.
The question you asked us, first of all, do not yell at us. We are the talent. Remember that, okay? We will abandon you as fast as we came to you.
I will yell at who I want to yell at. You're not going anywhere. You love this podcast. You love me.
Listen, I love the co-talent. That's what I love. I have a liking for you. There's a difference between love and life, okay? The trade you offered us, we would all still say no to.
That's fine. The principle was basically, would you make a deal with the Cubs? And at least Mo will be somebody of integrity who will come clean here and didn't want anything to do with any of it, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And so now, if I had told you, if I had proposed a week ago, Craig Kimbrell for Nick Madrigal and Cody Hoyer, what would you have all said?
I would have said no. I would have said no.
Right. And King?
Prince says no. Here's what I would have said.
You all are on crack cocaine, but go ahead.
Listen to me.
Yes?
Here's what I would have said. Depends on where he is going to pitch in the order. Is he going to do the eighth, or are we looking at him as a closer?
All right. First of all, pitch in the order. There's a batting order and there's a pitching rotation. So we need to, this is a trade deadline podcast.
I'm sorry. Where in the rotation is he going to pitch? Is it going to be 7-8, or is it going to be closer?
Does it matter?
If I have to choose between Kimbrell and Hendricks, I'm going to take Hendricks. Period.
Okay. Their numbers.
And that's why, Mark, and that is why I have given the arguments about grabbing I know I've been screaming about this, but it's the truth, about grabbing a Brad Hand, who is he's a setup guy. That's what he does. He made 3 All-Star appearances as a setup guy. The guy's a stud, and we could have given up nothing for him. Okay. The Blue Jays gave up their 17th prospect for Brad Hand. And that's what we should have done. You have Ryan Tepera, you have Brad Hand. Those are nice acquisitions. Let's go. Let's see what happens.
So Ryan Tepera, by the way, I'm not in love with that move for you guys because I do think that Ryan Tepera.
What do you mean, you guys?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, you guys? What are you talking about? Are you with us or aren't you with us? Are you attending the game Sunday with us, or is it as a guest to the Guaranteed Rate Field? You declare right now. Are you with us? Or are you against us, Mark Harmon?
Listen, like Len Casper, like Harry Carey, like Sammy Sosa, I am on both sides, pal. I have ran with the Cubs, and I'm running right now with the White Sox. But you guys are so, when I'm saying you guys, you're so barreled in here. There's no rationale.
Okay, who cares? Let's go back to Ryan Tepera, because I don't know what you're talking about, Mark, because he's got phenomenal numbers. He came at a low cost.
Courtney, he's been cheating. There's no way that guy wasn't using the spin whatever. He's had a breakout year. Last year, he had a decent year, then sucked in the second half. The Cubs let him go. No one picked him up. Nobody in all of baseball. They signed him for $800,000. And then all of a sudden, the spin stuff started coming out. Look at his numbers after that. Doesn't look as good. I don't love Ryan Tepera for you. That's all I'm saying. You didn't give up a ton. It's Ryan Tepera, not a big deal.
Correct.
But
correct.
I don't think that Ryan Tepera is the answer to your problems. Now, Craig Kimbrell is a huge deal. And there is a 0.0% chance that this trade turns into anywhere close to a Dylan Cease in the middle of the rotation with maybe the best stuff on your staff and Eloy Jimenez in the middle of your lineup hitting 30-plus bombs and smoking a ball into the bleachers at Wrigley and rounding the bases. That's never going to happen. If Nick Madrigal makes an All-Star team, I will be surprised. I'm not saying anymore.
Mark, Badgel's Craig
a nice player.
Yeah, go ahead.
Craig Kimbrell is a rental potentially for two months of the season.
Right, you're trying to win the World Series, Mo.
I agree. Let him speak. He has a good point. Go ahead, Mo.
It's potentially a rental for a guy who has shown he's a major league hitter. He fits great on the team because we have a lot of swing and miss guys. Madrigal doesn't. He was a great player for the Sox. Am I upset the Sox went for it this year? Time will tell. I'm upset because I like Madrigal. I think he would have been a cornerstone for this team for several years. If we don't sign Kimbrel for next year, it was a two-month rental. If we win the World Series, it will hurt less. But, you know, you keep talking about the guys we should have traded from the Cubs. If all these guys were so good, why did the Cubs sell them? Why aren't they winning?
There are financial considerations for the Cubs, number one. If they could afford, which is ridiculous, that's a whole nother whole day idea, but if they could afford Javi and KB, then they wouldn't be trading them. Now,
but they weren't winning with them. And you brought up financial considerations. The White Sox are financially, they don't spend as much money as the Cubs. So you're pushing Kimbrel, who's making, what, the same amount as Hendricks? Are the Sox going to pay both of them for next year at that price?
I'm not pushing.
If they are, then
hold on.
Then maybe that's okay. But there's money and there's prospects.
Hold on a second.
Courtney, help me out.
And not to mention, I see a lot of comparisons about when the Cubs in 2016 got Aroldis Chapman and obviously won the World Series. That's fine. But the difference here is that the Yankees then turned around in the offseason and re-signed Aroldis Chapman. The Sox don't have that luxury to turn around and re-sign Nick Madrigal. So there are a lot of question marks here. With all the power that the Sox had in that lineup, you need a Nick Madrigal to go in there, get the solid base hit, drive in runs, take pitches. And again, I'm going to say he's going to hit more home runs than people realize. So it's disappointing. It's disappointing that they could have had others for a lot less that would have been pretty damn good, in my opinion.
It's also different from the Cubs situation in 2016, where the Cubs had to get a closer. I mean, Hector Rondon was, the White Sox were not in that position. However, right. What do you think of Nick Madrigal's defensive skills?
They're fine. Here, Mark.
They would have improved if they got time.
He's a bad
defensive second baseman, okay, who hits 300. I don't think
60 games. You're judging him by what, 60 games? You can't judge his defense on 60 games.
Mark, do you like the Cesar Hernandez trade? Do you like the trade?
Yeah, I do. You got a gold
glove. He can only heal from his left side.
Do what?
He's 31 years old, Mark. Cesar Hernandez, whatever the hell his name is, 31 years old.
Okay,
wait. Just stop.
His war is worse than Madrigal's was in less games.
I want to do a process call. A process call is the following.
Never had a process call in the Windy City.
Love the passion. Love Mo getting excited and almost nasty towards Carmen. Second process call. Did you guys hear Mark? He was stuttering. I mean, this comes from the guy that stutters. It's the first time I've ever heard Mark not be able to say something. It was like he couldn't get it out, which to me made me very happy. It's my birthday today. That was like a birthday.
Oh my God,
gift.
Kenny!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
That was like a birthday gift to me to shut Carmen up. He couldn't talk. It was beautiful.
I'm taking that as a compliment that it took one time in your life that's happened. But continue on, and happy birthday. That's lovely, King.
Yeah, thank you. But
Chris Bryant to the Giants, Mark. There you go.
Oh wow, Brian to the Giants. So, but let's go back to the trade. I love that Rick Hahn has gone for it. I love that the White Sox are going to go for it. I love that we don't necessarily know where he fits in his relationship to Hendricks. You know what? I'm sad. I'm really sad because I love Madrigal that much. But you know what? If we get a World Series, it's all worth it, baby. It's all worth it. We can find another second baseman. And we could possibly sign Kimbrel next year and go for number two. I love that the White Sox are in a buying mode and we're going for the World Series. And particularly when you look at the Dodgers and what they did, because the Dodgers may have one of the best lineups ever in baseball. And so we're going to have the best bullpen in baseball to think that we could even compare and compete with them.
So shockingly, King likes it, which is. But I listen. I like it for you too.
What do you mean for you? Are you on our team or not?
this is you. Do you understand something? You have to.
No,
you,
I don't.
Let me explain something to you. You are a diehard. Mo is a diehard. Courtney is a diehard. I have switched sides. You are ahead of me. You, it means more to you. I am on your team. I want you to win. Nothing would make me happier this fall than to see the king without his tooth and his beard and the prince all hanging out, giving Mo and Courtney a hug, and Courtney tweeting whatever the hell she's going to tweet, and Mo just sitting back and enjoying it. I want that for you. I'm not on your level. I'm on your team, though. So when I say you guys, it's respect.
Let me make one comment. One comment. If you are on our team, then it's we.
No. That vernacular does not flow out of me easily. We are in a podcast. This is a free-flowing conversation. This is a trade deadline. The Cubs are making huge deals with the White Sox. In this particular scenario, it's very much you. That's why it's coming out that way. And for the White Sox, I'll just say this. Look, Rick Hahn drafted Nick Madrigal number 4. If we're comparing Cubs and White Sox, right? Cubs held on to their prospects, man. Didn't want to give them up, except when they, of course, moved Gleyber Torres. And let me tell you something. Nick Madrigal ain't turning into Gleyber Torres ever. Not happening.
Gleyber Torres has a lot of holes in his game. I watched a lot of Yankee games. I don't think you're seeing Gleyber Torres quite like I'm seeing him.
Ever since moving to shortstop, he has not been playing well.
Correct. Thank you, young man.
Prince, who would you rather have, Gleyber Torres or Nick Madrigal? You don't have to think too hard, Prince. I know.
I would rather have Madrigal just because we don't know what he can do yet. He's a really good contact hitter. And, I mean, the fielding for Gleyber Torres has not been it at all this year.
Correct.
Oh my.
Prince, my goodness. Thank you. I watch a lot of Yankee games.
Guess what? The Prince is on our team, by the way.
Prince and I are going to have to talk offline because if you compare the numbers between Nick Madrigal and Gleyber Torres, and that's fine. You're right. I don't watch a whole lot of Yankees baseball. So
There is a lot of holes in Gleyber Torres' game. A lot.
He's a middle-of-the-order hitter who plays in the middle infield. Like this, the guy's a stud.
I wouldn't call him a stud. Truly. I'm not just saying that to be argumentative. I would not call him a stud. Okay. I see a lot of his game. It's not that impressive.
All right. Let's just get to complete positivity.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Mo.
Nick Madrigal actually has a higher WAR this year than Gleyber Torres.
Throw that right hand! Just that right hand cross!
So that's fine.
But you can't compare the two players, though, Mark, because they're different style of players.
Okay, right, and who would you rather have? You're telling me you'd rather have Madrigal?
Yes.
For the White Sox.
No,
again, okay. A player that with his hit tool... With the team with Eloy, Luis Robert,
No. You're starting a team. You don't get to fit them into, shoehorn them into what they have. Who are you taking?
Mark, I'm not starting a team with either one of those guys. There's way better places.
Mo.
I'm not going there with you, buddy. Sorry.
Yes, you are. You're coming right with me. You have the choice between this and that, and you have no
idea. This corner, we got Crusher. In this corner, we got Nature Boy. I say Mo is Crusher. I say Mark Carmen is Nature Boy.
All right. Listen.
Wow, that's a hell of a compliment to Carmen.
Thank you, Courtney. I actually don't thank you, Courtney. I think that was a sus, but that's fine. It's weird.
It's always a weird comment from both of us. It works, though, trust me.
It's been a rough podcast. All right, so.
Mark, how many home runs do you think Gleyber Torres has this year? He has 6 home runs.
How many?
That's right.
Oh, he throws the left! He throws an uppercut left!
All right, hold on.
Go ahead, Mark.
Half the season.
Let me ask
you. And he goes to the body.
Let me ask you a question. Has he only played this year? How many did he hit last year? Sure. I'm sorry. He had 38 in 2019. He had 24 as a rookie.
He's a career.
Oh, he's got you in the corner, Mark. Jab out. Get out, for God's sake.
King.
He's going to knock you out.
King, you need
in 130 games, he's hit 9 home runs since 2019.
He's a career. Hold on, he's a career 265 hitter, 340 on base, 460 slug. So that's 800 OPS for his career. I mean, come on.
And what has he done lately?
And what's Madrigal? And what's Madrigal going to be? And when he has as many games played
as Torres? Okay, listen. So you think the Cubs just made a steal? This is a steal for the Cubs.
No, I think both teams got what they needed now. Just like in the Quintana Eloy Cease trade, you asked if we were happy about it. I'm happy the Sox are going for it. I think they're going to regret at some point not having Madrigal. But am I upset that Rickon went for it? No.
Okay.
But you're asking us to compare him to a guy. Lately, that guy hasn't been very good. And as you pointed out, Chapman was a needed closer. The Sox didn't need a closer. If they had gotten somebody like Brad Hand, maybe they could have also gotten – I still think we need a catcher.
That's fine.
We're going with Zach Collins and Sebi Zavala and hoping that, you know, Yasmani can heal up.
I thought the catching comments that Courtney was making in our text chain was very much fair and would have been interesting if they had gone down that road.
As Mo very nicely said, kind of collaborating with me there, they could have potentially done that with a Brad Hand acquisition. Absolutely, without a doubt.
You are hot and bothered by Brad Hand. I mean,
I am hot and bothered by Brad Hand, damn it. Yes, I am. They should have gotten him last offseason when they had the chance.
All right, Brad Hand. I got to pull up Brad Hand's numbers.
You'll see all-star appearances. You'll see low ERAs. Pull him up. He's a lefty. Solid lefty, veteran
he's
guy.
He's 31 years old.
He's a handsome man.
Brad.
It's not that he's even handsome, Mo. You know, it goes beyond that for me.
I wasn't pigeonholing.
Sherman doesn't, though.
That's not. Hold on a second. I wasn't pigeonholing. He's got in. He's got a 1.15 whip, a 3.59 ERA, 42 2/3. He's given up 42 hits. I mean, it's not even remotely close to what you got in Craig Kimbrel. You know that, right?
For the record, he was saved. He was closing games in Washington. He had 2 blown saves recently, so his numbers are a little inflated, but. Before those 2 blown saves, I believe his ERA was 2.59.
Right, and Craig Kimbrel is probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame, and he's on fire this year with an ERA under 1. It doesn't. Who cares if they needed it? Didn't need a closer. He'll pitch the 8th. He'll pitch the 7th. They're with their rotation if they stay healthy. And we're not going to have time to get deep into Carlos Rodon today. But look, they are set up. Everyone's coming back. World Series all day.
Yeah.
Come on.
Love it.
As we've said, I mean, they're being very aggressive, which is refreshing to see. It definitely is, but I just hope it all works out. I mean, Kimbrel, for some reason in my gut, I don't feel it with him. I don't know why, but I have my reservations. Pray it all works out.
I want to make another process call.
Mark, will you share Craig Kimbrel's postseason pitching stats with Courtney? Because I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, Mo, you've been so good this podcast, though, man. You've been like the MVP. I don't know. Maybe you should.
He's had some, just looking at the numbers, in 2018, he had a rough stretch. 11.57 in the ALDS, 4.5 in the ALCS.
Right.
4.15 in the World Series.
And that's
when I seem to recall this. And this is what I kind of want to do. We'll call it August 1st today, even though it's not. It pretty much is. September 1st, I want us to come back here and I want us to compare and contrast Brad Hand's stats to Craig Kimbrel's stats.
That's a challenge. That's a challenge.
Let's do it. Let's give them both a month. Brad Hand's now in the Blue Jays, obviously Kimbrel with the Sox. Let's compare and contrast. Are we in agreement?
We're in agreement.
That's the host's job to bring it back in a month. It's on you, Carmen.
For the record, Craig Kimbrel has 23 saves, a .49 ERA. He's got 64 strikeouts. He's got a .71 whip. He is on fire right now. And
that's great, and that's on a poor Cubs team. Not a lot of pressurized in the National League.
No, hold on a second. They were a first place team for the first 2.5 months of the season before they lost 11 in a row. He wasn't pitching, and they were not in. You know, come on, let's call it where.
Listen, I hope it all works out. But I agree. Now that I'm recalling his playoff stats, that Mo shot out there, he's 100% correct. There is concern there.
Chris Sale was closing it out for that Red Sox team, not Craig Kimbrel. It's a fair point. He did not pitch well in that postseason. That doesn't mean he's not going to pitch well in this postseason. And
Mark, in all seriousness, how has Craig Kimbrell been post, you know, no more sticky stuff? Has he been the same, or has he started to tick upward?
He's been the same, Mo. He's been the same. I get the reservation because when you're giving up young players, it always pains me. I did not, when the Cubs traded for Chapman, I didn't like it. And I still wonder today, like, could they have won it without him? Probably not, but maybe. But the bottom line is they did. So if you, it's an all-in play. But at the end of the day, Nick Madrigal has been hurt. He struggled defensively. Okay, maybe he'll hit for more power, but that's not who he is. That's fine. This is who he is. He's a 300 hitting top of the order or bottom of the order second baseman.
You need that on winning teams, though, Mark. He doesn't have to hit 35 home runs on the Sox. He doesn't have to.
I understand, but from
he may have to now on the Cubs. He absolutely may have to. I mean, so that'll be interesting for him.
That's the other thing, and he's got no positional flexibility. You can't put him at short. You can't put him at third.
Can't we just celebrate that we're in buying mode, and we're 9.5 games up, and the Indians have basically said, "Uncle." And now it's just around having some fun in August and September and getting ready for October and going towards getting the winning the executive of the year and Rick Hahn and winning the manager of the year and Mr. Tony La Russa.
No one gives about any of that.
And working into the playoffs towards meeting the Dodgers in the World Series and beating them in an upset. Can't we please just start focusing on what is going to happen?
I think Mark is, King. Mark is going there. Mark is seeing it as a positive. Courtney and I have our reservations.
I'm dealing with two negative Nancys here who are terrified of the loss of Nick Madrigal.
All I want is the compare and contrast of Brad Kimbrell's stats in the beginning of September. That's all I want. I will not forget this. When I get petty like this, I don't forget. Where, so we will do it.
Where did the Prince go? Is the Prince around still or did he leave?
Yeah.
Hey Prince, you're a master of numbers today. When you boil down the numbers on this White Sox club and you project it out and you think about what's going to happen in late October, even into the first days of November, what do you see, Prince?
I definitely think that Kimbrel was the right move and he'll be able to produce. I don't think Brad Hand has 5 blown saves and they come in pairs of twos. He blew 2 against the Yankees and 2 against, I don't know what the 2 last were, but he just hasn't been as consistent as Kimbrel has been this year. I think that was definitely the right move. And 7-8-9 is going to be crazy with Kopech, Kimbrel, and Hendricks.
Yeah, we didn't even mention Cody Hoyer. What do you all think of Hoyer? Because I've always liked Hoyer.
He's really good.
I like him.
But he's got a 5
I'm
ERA.
Sad he's going. I'm sad he's going. But I'm glad we got a stud. We got 2 studs.
He had a nice year last year. Hoyer obviously struggled quite a bit this year. I hope he has a nice career on the north side. Nothing wrong with him.
Hey, can we celebrate one more thing?
Sure. And then I gotta go lay it
can
out
we
there.
Celebrate that Javi Baez went to the Mets and the next series they play is the Reds.
So he's that's phenomenal.
He's gonna get his ass thrown at hard
by Amir,
and that's gonna his first couple games. There's gonna be a bench, clearing brawl.
King, are you trying to get a guest spot on Carmen's Cubs podcast?
Oh, yeah, Mo, right hand, right to the king. Knock it out.
Come on.
Very good. Right side, fair ball. Nick Madrigal down the line. And Nick, streaking for second base, has a leadoff double.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And he comes in and puts out the fire.
This program was recorded on tape for a live audience.
On the ground and through. Base hit. Nicky, 2 strikes, strikes again. Mendick coming home.
One out, base is empty. Top 9.
Line drive to right field. That's a good start. Madrigal deposits this ball in the corner. Renfro chases it all the way around. And there goes Nick. He's headed for third easily. And this will be a stand-up triple.
ground. Rizzo will take it himself, steps on the bag, and that's the ball game.
Madrigal recovers. Grandal to the bag, and nicely done by the Sox.